During the recent Royal Commission into Natural Disasters prompted by last summer's bushfires, evidence was taken from First Nations people to access traditional knowledge of fire and the relationship to the landscape. Australia's unique forest and plant species require a different approach to fires experienced in many Northern Hemisphere countries. I asked Associate Professor Michael Fletcher from the University of Melbourne, a Wiradjuri man, how the Royal Commission incorporated the contribution of Indigenous knowledge.
The Royal Commission had a full day on Indigenous approaches, knowledges of fire management and approaches and practices in fire management, starting from the historical context about how Aboriginal people, when they arrived in the country, really shaped and modified landscapes, right through to the cultural protocols around Indigenous fire management, some really good examples of where that's been put in practice in the landscape today, both in the north and the south. It was a really thorough day, you know, with multiple experts, Indigenous people in the fields of knowledge and practice of fire management. The recommendations fell really quite short. The recommendations across the board in the Royal Commission, some of them had really quite strong language and urged some of the status quo, if you like, the continual efforts to fight fire, suppress fire, mitigate against fire, this kind of battle sort of siege mindset against fire. Whereas the recommendations in the Indigenous fire space were boiled down to two things, that connections should be explored with Indigenous communities, and that they recommended that government agencies engage with Indigenous communities to explore the potential of putting Indigenous fire management in on country, which was really, really quite weak. It just allows agencies, both federal, state and sort of local organisations, to maintain the status quo, essentially. It doesn't really provide any strong language, despite the fact that, really, Aboriginal people have been using fire in this landscape for at least 65,000 years to control catastrophic fires, to manage landscapes, all of these sorts of things that are embedded in caring for country and cultural burning, which is a cultural practice, that have, and we've displayed this empirically in science, and we know this from talking to Aboriginal people, result in markedly less fire in a landscape and radically different landscapes than what we have today.
Because in Australia, we've got eucalyptus trees, which are quite, they can explode, can't they? With the types of trees in Europe and America can be much more fire resistant than ours. And so things can happen really quickly. And that's something that's different, I think, to the rest of the world. Do you agree?
I do. Modern Australia is plagued by imported paradigms from Europe and other parts, and a failure to embrace and recognise what this country is and what it needs and what its characteristics are. So the eucalypts, I mean, the Portuguese have gotten onto this. They've banned eucalypt plantations because they pose fire risks. They get in, they're ecological engineers, they're ecosystem engineers. They get in and they alter fire regimes. They're one of the most flammable plants on earth. Once fires get up into their canopy, which is the issue, the really flammable foliage, really high in the air, you can get kilometres of spotting, and then, you know, that just causes an explosion of fire and it propagates all the way along. So the kind of paramilitary organisations of our firefighting agencies, and don't get me wrong, the people who are battling fires, they're amazing people, are doing amazing things, but the whole ethos around this ability of battling fire, look at fire agencies, they've got containment lines, they've got brigades, they've got military structures, sergeants and all this sort of stuff. And its underlying principle is this idea that we can fight fire. Whereas really, in this country, it's not only the eucalypts, there's all sorts of plants here that need fire, that have evolved for, you know, millions of years with fire, and then the arrival of people, you know, modern humans, who are expert users of fire for the last million years of human evolution, coming into this landscape, altering fire regimes, doing all sorts of stuff in the landscape. You have that next 65,000 years of landscape evolving itself around modern humans walking around managing landscape with fire, and we've just switched that off immediately. And you see this fuel accumulation of incredibly flammable plants right up through the present day, all across the southeast of forested estate, and it's just a disaster waiting to happen.
Associate Professor Michael Fletcher from the University of Melbourne speaking with me there.